If you have a knife that has a lot of notches in it, so it depends. Tidon kimagira. First, it has luck like a magira, like a sword that's puzzled. But the shame don't have a key, it only has one notch on the knife, then it depends how this notch is. Oigrois tsula. If it's oigrois, then it's puzzled. We'll soon see what it means. Or mesachechef, if it drags it in, we'll soon ten ksheira, then it's kosher. So Mar says, Heichi domi yogeres, heichi domi mesachechef, what's the difference? What type of pagam is kosher? What type of pagam is puzzled? Whereas if it only has one notch on the top of the knife, so the shayla how this is. So what's the difference? Omer Abelazar was like this. Oigeres, that we say, Oigeres is psula mishtei ruchais. Means it has notches on both sides of it. Like it goes inside, and both sides of it has the pagam. Both sides, there are two edges to it. Yeah. And then we say it rips the simonim. Mesachsechus means murachachas. Means the notch is only on one side, it doesn't go on both sides, only on one side. Then we say the shkrit is ksheira. So Rav says, why? Zawa? So Rav says, ask a question now. Maishno mishtei ruchos, why by shtei ruchos you say it's puzzled? The mur shekama, the first edge like machlish, that cuts through a little bit, it goes through the skin a little bit, or mur shebasra, boza, and the second notch already, like rips it, like tears the simonim. The first one just goes through the meat, and the second one already tears the simonim. And so achas nami, even if you only have one edge to the notch, the chuf achuf for the sakina machlish, the sharpness of the knife, that part, the shchita, that should cut the skin. And musha, when it gets to the edge of the notch, that should be boza. That should also like just rip the simonim, just tear the simonim, not call the shchita. So why is it kosher? Someone says, yes, we're talking about now the koyim areshet askina, that this one notch now that's bent there is at the top of the knife. So therefore, the teretz is that even the notch reaches, it only starts to cut the skin, but by the time you get to simonim, in the bottom part of the knife is kosher. Someone says, saif, sawat, ki ozlo machlish, when you take the knife, it still starts to cut the skin. Kiosk, when you go downwards one way, but kiosk, when you come backwards, like Hurashit, you go back and forth a few times. So true, the first time you don't cut the simonim. When you're coming backwards with the knife already, kiosk, when you come back, boza, then look where this notch should be like ripping the simonim. Someone says, no, Kagoyin Shahulaf Lahavi. We're talking about a long knife, but it's a very strong, short neck, so you just do it one time. Sure, you only go forward, you don't come back with it. Therefore, if the notch is the beginning of the knife and there's only one edge to it, that edge at most only cuts the skin, but does not get to the simonim. Therefore, by the time you get to the simonim, it's ksheira. Then one says, Amar Rava, Gimel Midas Pesachim. There are three different types of midas, halachas of a notch in the knife. Oigeres, that's again, Oigeres means you have two edges to it. Lo yishchet, don't make a shchita with it. And the Yimshachet Shchitas Apsim, like we just said, if it has two edges to the notch, then the second edge for sure tears or rips the simonim. Therefore, shkita is tzula. Misuch seches, let's say it only has one edge to it, then lechatchila leyishchat bo lechatchila. Lechatchila don't shech with this knife, because still you may go back and forwards with it. The yimshachat, we do it the eifinet, we say where the notch is only at the beginning, the tip of it, and you only go forwards, not backwards, then with the other shkita seksheva. What's going to be if you have the indentions, the notches, oil of yorit, like it's not smooth, one goes up, one goes down, then b'sakin shecha bo l'chila, then you even let a shech to l'chila with that. The Rashi says, again, shenifku mo pegam godol, there's a big pegam there, v'och l'ko oxen, but you smoothed out the edges of it, the mashchev is with a sharpener, the v'yasakin no mechsham, it's only like lower. In other words, the knife has no really, no edges there. Just the knife itself just goes up and down like a nice smooth U shape, but there's no points to it there. So then it's ksheira, that'll be kosher. That's not called something that would rip it. That's only called the knife is going up and down. Then if it's all smoothed out, that's still ksheira. Yeah. Oh, Malay Rav Huna, braid the Rav Nechemir, Rav Ashi, Omat Lanitol Sova, Mishmei Dro, name of Rav Rava, that Mosachsechas Tzula. If you have this knife, that even though it only has one edge to it, the pagam still tzula. Before we said nusachekas ksheira, before we said b'diavad it's kosher. So we're into lekasha. Kan shahilach hevi. If you take the knife and go back and forwards with it, like we said before, then rather when you come back, that's going to tear the simon and that's psula. Kan, when do we say it's ksheira b'diavad? Shahilach, we only go forwards. Go ahead, you don't bring the knife back. And with the pagam to the tip of the knife, still it's ksheira b'diavad. Oh, malei ravacha b'rei di ravavia. The ravashi. Gam yele sasor mai. What's going to be if the knife looks like a sasor? What's going to be then? So Rashi says, Gam sasor means arishta, means zokana shibolim. You have an old stalk. Shein acholok. It's not too smooth. Kach sakas. Then you have this knife. Shein pi acholok. The blade is not sharp. Ah, but pagam ein bo. Like a dull knife. It doesn't have any pagam. There's no notches in it. But it's very dull. What's the locha? My or Malay, man yoyiv lo mi bisra v'yachlinam. Who would give me from the meat of that sheep and I would eat from it? In other words, it's ksheira. Whereas, yivad lechatchil, you're supposed to have a sharp knife. But if the knife is dull, it'll take you half an hour to make the shechita. And you're going to keep on going back and forwards. And if nami, it's a kosher shechita, he would eat from the meat also. Oh, ma rav chizda. Minayim lebedika sakim in a Torah. How do you know such an Indian is supposed to check out the sakim before you make the shechita? Called Badika Sakin. See, it's Midirai Sashinem, the Postic says, Vishachatem Bazer, Vishachatem. Rashi Vishachatem Bazer means, it says Vishol Ksiv, Omidikam Bazer, Shamina Sakin Zer Bodiklem. Like he told him, Shech with this knife, Mashma, this knife was checked out. Vishachatem Bazer, Vishachatem means, do it with this knife because I checked it out already. So Mar says though, Pshita, Kivon Dechi Knockout Trefo, Boy Badika. Avadi, you have to check out the knife before. Because if there'll be a pagam or make a trefer, so pshit, you have to check the knife before. If that means it was tam, how do you know you have to check out a sakin altogether? Remember, that's pshita. So what he meant to say is lechochem kaminan. How do we know that even though the sheikh checks it out himself, it's not enough? He's supposed to show it to a chochem, a tam chochem. So that's this posik. The ma'ai, v'omr of Yochan Yochanan said, v'yomr l'har a sakin lechochem, I'm not make kodesh a chochem. It's not a real device for the kalach, it's only with the rabbanim. If you have a chokhem in the town, so it's as covered around, you should show him the knife. It's more so true. Rather, it's only midi rabbanim this halacha. As covered chachomim, the sheikh should always show his knife to the sheikh to the chokhem first. And this pasuk here from Shol is only a smach to biyama. It's only a smach to biyama. But rather, the din to show it to a chokhem is only midi rabbanim. The ma'arov in Eretz Yisrael bodiklei b'shimsha used to check out the knife b'shimsha in the sun. Rashi says, "Noisa noisa b'shemesh roin b'chudai." If you put the blade up to the sun and then you look down, that's the best way to tell if there are any notches there or not. So you have to check it out, look, looking up towards the sun, looking out the blade. Benadoi bot kulubamaya. They have to check it over in water. If you put, Rashi says, "Hoifich chuda lamata," they would put the sharpness downwards, or malicha, they put it on top of the water. And if there be any pagam, any notches there, it would like pull the water, it would make like a, you know, bubble there or something. They could tell us through putting the knife through the water, they could tell if there was any pagams or not. He used to be bodik with his tongue. He used to put the knife, the blade over his tongue, and he could tell if there was a notch there or not. Rav Acha bar Yaakov bodik lo b'chut hasara. He used to check it with a hair. He'd take out one hair and go over it lightly and see if it gets stuck there. If there be any notches there, the hair will get stuck in the notch. Yeah. The Surya Amri, and so they said, Bisra Ochlo, Bisra Lebotka. That since the sakin is supposed to cut meat, the best way is to check it over meat also. Meaning Rashi says, Bisra Ochlo, Hibo Lechatech Boso, Lefikach Ika B'dikasa Lebosa. You should check it over meat also. Means either with your tongue or else with your hands. Take your hands over the blade slowly to see if there's any pagam. That's the best way to check it out. Yeah. Amar Papa Papa says, Tzricha Bedika Abisra V'atufrayu. Once you check it out with your hands, not only with your finger, but over your nail also. Let your nail also go over it slightly to feel if there's any pagam there or not. And some of the Gersi of Yatlosa Ruchosa, that you have to check it out on all three sides. I mean the right side of the blade, the left side, and the top side. Three different Bedikas. Omer Ravina Ravashi. Omer Lord Rav Thoma Bray the Rav Mishashio. Mishmech in your name. The Yamut Le Yisrael Mishmeh the Robo. Tricha Bedika Abisrava Tufrayu. That lost the Rechosti. So clearly, you have to check out the knife with your finger and with your nails and on the three sides of the blade. Omer Le, he said back to him. Abisrava Tufrayu. That's not true. I said you have to check it out both on your finger and on your nails. But that lost the Rechosti Le Yamut. That I didn't say. That you have to check it out on all three, like two sides of the blade and the top side. And he could hear me something like this. It's like a true, I said it. But Mishmei the Rav Liyam, the name of Rav, I didn't say it. Ravina Rav Acha, Bered the Rav, Heve Yasri, Kaim the Ravashi. They're all sitting in front of Ravashi. I see Sakam the Kamei. They brought a knife in front of them. The Kaim the Ravashi. Lebotka, to check out the knife to see if it's kosher or not. Omale le Rav Acha, he said to Rav Acha, Bered the Rav, Bitka, he told them to check it out. So both koa tufra via bisro. Hitaka used his tufra's nails, then he checked it on his fingers. Piatlasu Rechosa, on his the three sides of the blade, he checked it out, the top side also. Omle said back to Miyasha, like you did the right thing, that's the good way to check it out. And the Chein Omer Rav Kana, the same thing. They check it out this way. Chein Omer Rav Kana. Rav Yehme Ram Rav Yehme says, a tufra via bisro tricha. No, you only have to check the knife one time, with your nails and once with your finger. But at loss of a chosla tzvich, you don't have to do it on all three sides of it. Why? Me lo yom rabzeh, since din rabzeh rasei, o ma shmuel, li bein sak, let's say you make the knife red hot, v'shachat bo, and you shecht with it shchitas akshera. Why? Shechi duda kodim libuna, because the sharpness of the knife cuts it before the heat burns the simonim. Yeah. So the question is, the kashim, we asked the question over there, that's good, the blade itself. What about the sides of the blade? L'chur, when you start to shech, the sides of the blade should then burn the simonim, make a nekiv, it makes a hole in the nekiv in the simonim, should make a trefer. For Aminu, we answered before, Beisa shchita, mirvach rovach, no, the beshchita, it's so tight that when you slice to the drop, it pulls to the sides, that the sides of the knife don't touch the simonim. So Hokinam here also says the same thing. Beis Hashchit, the Mirvach Rovach, it's like very stretched there. When you put the knife there, the only part that touched the Simonim is only the Chudai, the blade, the sharpness of the blade, not the sides. So there's no reason to check out the sides of the knife. That's for a year old, you don't have to check out the two sides of it, just the top. Plus, the other one, the Yom Rodz, know that even so, on the sides, Ramesh, the other top, you could also check it, maybe be a Pram there. So it also maybe rip it. Yeah. Rashi says, "If the Rochi came along to Rav Acha, Rav Kana, Rav Ashi, the Kula Meroy, the Yam Ritzricha, this Matufra, we have lost Ruchosa." Rashi says, "Even the Moris is for Kasha, but still that's Talochot. You have to check it on all three sides with your nail and with your fingers." Rashi says, "What's going to be if Yimshach or somebody forgot and they didn't make a Bedika Kedem Shchita? Then it's enough to shech but after Shchita and still it's Kasha." Mais, I think this man is there, first with a noy, the shechtim, they don't show it to a chacham. Actually, the chacham, Michael and then they do it themselves. And also, I think, Mais, the minute they don't check out the knife three times, it's just enough to go over it once. They time it the way, they check it out, they say, Mumcha, they check all three sides at one time. Omer Afuna da Rav Ktina. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish. That Sholosh, Yesholosh Pegimusain. There are three types of Pegimus. Three things that become pogum becomes puzzle. Or Rashi says the Shirach, they don't have the same shear for the Pegam. How much of a notch do you have to make the Paslet? Pegimus Etzem Pesach. So one thing by an Etzem Pesach, Rashi says, Lav Velov, the Lav, the Etzem Sishpur Breg. It's a Lav not to break a bone from the Korban Pesach. Now how much do you have to break it to be over this Lav? And who had then Pegimus Oizim of the Chor? Now let him make a Mum on the Chor. If you make a small dent here in his eyes, in his ear, that also makes the pagan. That's a avera of making a mum. And the word then, pegimas mum bekodeshim, to make a pagan in a, as she says, mikavos, going chates, shlomim, sheish ben pegimais, shem neges of the chor. There's certain pagan there also. So these three halachis all have the same shia. I think it was with a mashu. Yeah. The chor pegimas mum bekodeshim, yeah. Rav Chizda Amar, Af Pegimus Sakin, the same thing by Sakin also, Shchita, you have to check the knife. Any small notch makes a psul. Read it one to person, I'm going to say this. We're not talking about chulin, we're talking about kachim. But the real masking with the same halach is, the chulin pigumas and all these pigams, how much is it to pasul? Could they pigimas on mizbeach? The same thing that pasul the mizbeach. For the more of a kama pigimas, how much has to be missing by the mizbeach to pasul the mizbeach? Could they shetach go botsi perim? If you put your nail over it, your nail will get stuck there. Even though it's so small that just your nail will get stuck, you fill it with your nail, that's called the pigam to pasul. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we'll stop here.